I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Wonder Root's program manager, Matthew Rosenfeld. Matt, how's it going?
It's good, Floyd. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Always a pleasure to have some time with you to discuss programming. And in particular, this conversation is focused on the Wonder Root CSA. So I'm excited to learn about this new season of the Wonder Root CSA and maybe some new things that may take place in this season that may not be, or I guess that may be new direction compared to what we've done in the past. So for our listeners out there who may not be as familiar with the Wonder Root CSA, let's start there. What is the Wonder Root CSA?
Okay. So the Wonder Root CSA is a art collecting program that's modeled after the traditional agricultural CSA, which stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Basically how it works is we pick six artists to participate in a CSA season. Each artist makes a handful of works, typically 30, and once we've decided who the artists are going to be for the season, we'll put out shares. So in the way that a shareholder that was participating in an agricultural CSA would buy a share at the beginning of a harvest season, a interested art collector or just art-interested person in general will purchase a share, not necessarily knowing what artwork they're going to get, but they're basically investing or buying into these artist practices. Shareholders walk away with one piece of art from each of the artists. And they typically happen at pickup parties in the way that, you know, if you were participating in an agricultural CSA, you would go to a farmer's market, you would go to the booth that the farmer was set up at, and you would pick up your share there.
So in a very similar way, shareholders get to reap the rewards of the art harvest, if you will, of these six artists. And you mentioned something specific in there that I really want to focus on. You know, in a similar way as an agricultural CSA, you may not know exactly what is going to be included in your box of vegetables, but you know that it's going to be something that's good for you. You know that it's going to be something that's done with love and with intention. So I think in a very similar way with the artists who are selected, they are creating bodies of work that are very thoughtful and intentional with regard to the shareholders.
So if you are an art collector and you want to buy a piece of art through a traditional gallery, typically how it happens is you go to the gallery, you talk to the curator, the gallery director about what you're interested in purchasing, and then, you know, they'll bring out a piece that sort of suits your needs. So unlike that, there's an element of trust embedded into the CSA program that I like and that I think is beautiful, where, you know, as you said, you don't necessarily know what you're going to get, but, you know, maybe you've been on the artists' websites that are participating in the season and you believe in what they do. You believe in what they've done in the past. And because of that, you know, it's an investment of sorts where you will most likely like what you get. And apart from that, if you don't like everything, you'll probably like two or three pieces. And given the price point of the CSA, it's a deal.
Yeah. I mean, these are, in effect, exclusive bodies of work that these artists are creating that I feel, to me, has a different type of value because they are creating something specifically for this moment, for this occasion. And so I think that there's, along with that trust factor, there's an exclusivity to me that is really valuable.
Yeah. You know, I think another thing that is unique to the program that I also find beautiful is that, you know, let's say, you know, you're going to Art Basel or you're at an auction, like a Christie's auction or something like that. You may not meet the artist. You may not know their history. You may not know the trajectory of their work in the past. You may know the piece that you're purchasing, but you know, there may not be an intimacy there. The CSA program, our CSA program, is sort of built on creating a connection, a direct connection between artists and shareholders. So at pickup parties, You know, the artists will be there. They'll give artist talks about their practices in general, and then also specifically about the bodies of work that they've created for the season. And, you know, usually there's dialogue that happens. Shareholders will go up and introduce themselves to the artists and hopefully maintain relationships with them after the program is over. So in that way, it fosters a level of intimacy through the lens of collecting that I think, you know, maybe doesn't exist as often in the art market.
It's definitely a gateway opportunity for both shareholders and artists to develop a rapport that may evolve over time. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine that there are shareholders who become collectors of an artist's work, and then once they know more about that artist over time, as they get to know more about what that artist is creating and their intent in their work, mm-hmm. they may go on to purchase more of that artist's work down the line.
Yeah, totally.
So, go ahead. No.
I think also, you know, so we talked about the connections that get created between sort of the art-interested public, art collectors, and artists. But, you know, because there are six artists each season, some of the artists that are participating may not know each other. So it's also a great way for artists to kind of connect and network and get to know more about each other's practices.
Now, this season in particular, season 8, I think, has a different direction that I believe is very interesting and to me is very attractive. Mm-hmm. And with season 8, Wonder Root is collaborating with Forward Warrior mm-hmm. to essentially, you know, curate the six artists. So maybe talk about the traditional way in which artists have been selected in the past, mm-hmm. and then maybe how this season is different than that than prior seasons.
Sure. So the way artists are selected typically for the CSA program is through a application. So, you know, usually we'll get anywhere from 40 to 50 submissions per season. And then there's a jury made up of local artists and local arts professionals that will, you know, help select the artists that are participating. As you mentioned, Floyd, this season is different in the sense that the artists have already been curated. The partnership with Forward Warrior came out of a conversation that Stephanie Kong, our program director, was having with Peter Ferrari. Peter Ferrari is the organizer, founder, curator of Forward Warrior, which is an annual live mural painting event that happens in different spots throughout the city. The one that comes to mind for me is what took place on Wiley Street several years ago, where basically Peter will select about 20 artists to participate in a day or a 2-day long event, and they'll get a portion of a wall. And basically throughout the course of the 2 days, we'll be working on pieces, sometimes by themselves, sometimes collaboratively, and, you know, passerbys can come up to them, talk to them about their about what they're working on, you know, see the process, which I think is beautiful. Like in the way that you would go to see a music performance, you get to see these artists making work in real time and also see the process, which, yeah.
And I think with the artists that have been selected through Forward Warrior, or maybe even Forward Warrior's presence in general, these are artists whose work you've had a chance or you could have already had a chance to experience on your daily commute. And even outside of Forward Warrior, these are artists whose works appear throughout the Atlanta region in a variety of places, from the Atlanta Beltline mm-hmm. all the way to the airport. Mm-hmm. So these are artists who are actively creating in our public spaces and are doing so at a level that I think is already recognized and critically acclaimed. And in the CSA, shareholders get a chance to actually sort of own their own piece of these artists' work.
Yeah. So to sort of segue off of that, the artists that are participating in the season, Peter Ferrari is participating, and then five artists that have done work with Forward Warrior in the past. So Molly Rose Freeman, Sunitna Pansavan, Brandon Sadler, Kyle Brooks and Fabian Williams are all participating. And, you know, they, as you mentioned, they have sort of a very strong sort of public art presence in the city, but also make work in the studio. So this is a great way to kind of bridge the gap between the two and, you know, have a piece of their practice to take home.
So, Matt, for our listeners out there who are just hearing about this season of the CSA, mm-hmm. What would you communicate to them, even though we've talked about all of the sort of high points and the really amazing aspects of the CSA, who is this for? You know, if you're not sure if you should be a shareholder or if you're not quite comfortable yet with buying artwork, can you maybe speak to that person out there who is maybe just sort of curious about what the CSA is about and maybe they're debating on becoming a shareholder?
Sure. So I don't want to say, you know, it's for everyone, but its reach is fairly broad. You know, it's for seasoned art collectors. It's for people that, you know, are maybe interested in art, but, you know, kind of want to get their feet wet and have a couple pieces to take home with them. It's for artists that are maybe passionate about the artists that are participating in the season. And so that being said, you know, it's like one thing that people have done that's unique in the past is if you can't afford to purchase a whole entire share, you can go in on it with friends and you can split the shares. So you all are walking away with a couple pieces, but sort of getting to participate in the process of the season together. Yeah, I would say seasoned collectors, art-interested public, artists, people that are sort of just generally interested in the arts and culture scene in Atlanta that maybe want to go to the pickup. The pickup parties take place at different venues throughout the city. So it's also the program is meant to familiarize people with the arts and culture landscape of Atlanta. So, you know, I've had a couple people that are participating this season as shareholders that are new to the city. I think that's a great way to kind of start to understand the arts and culture landscape.
Well, Matt, I know that we're still at the beginning of this season, and you mentioned the pickup party. One of the new aspects for this season is that we're going to have one pickup party mm-hmm. rather than three. But our pickup parties are open to the public. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is a way for both the shareholders and the public to commune with the artists and other interested folks in the city.
Mm-hmm. So the way this season is going to be run is there will be a kickoff party on March 15th at Kaja, which is a new Korean restaurant in East Atlanta Village. Super awesome place. Shareholders and artists will meet, have a couple drinks. The artists will talk a little bit about what they're going to create for the season. And then there'll be sign-up forms at the kickoff party where shareholders can, you know, put their name down to go to studio visits that will happen during the week of April to see what the artists are working on for the CSA, to see what they're working on in general. You know, I know some of the artists that are participating this season have upcoming exhibitions that they're preparing for. So it's kind of a good way to learn specifically about what they're creating, but also, you know, get to know them more, get to know what's on their horizon as creative practitioners. And then, as you mentioned, Floyd, there'll be one big pickup party that will happen in mid-May. The date, time, and location is to be determined, but we're hoping it will be at kind of a modular space where the artists can maybe even install all of their pieces and then have sort of a longer event where there will be artist talks and the shareholders will come and claim the pieces that they want to take home with them.
Well, all right. For our listeners out there who would love to learn more about the Wonderroot CSA, you can visit wonderroot.org. There are plenty of links to the Wonderroot CSA on the website, as well as a purchase form where you can purchase your shares. Matt, if they have individual questions, if anyone hears this conversation but has a specific question for you, how can they get in contact with you?
You can reach me via email. It's matthew@wonderroot.org, and it's M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
All right. And if you would love to come by in person, you can always visit the Wonder Root Community Arts Center, and someone there can lead you to more information. With that being said, Matt, as usual, thank you for your time. I look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Floyd. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. See you next time.
All right.